Okay, good morning, good night of Shabbos. We continue in Rav Pinkus's chapter on Rina, Shira, Shevach, or praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we get to Psukim Zimra. We get to Psukim Zimra, which is incredibly important, and Psukim Zimra, which is incredibly challenging for many people. Rav Pinkus points out, I think, what many feel, certainly when we're younger, and certainly before we have a better appreciation of the words, it just seems repetitive. It seems very repetitive. Haluka, 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 halu, halu. And how to overcome that. How to feel the Shira in every part of Psukim Zimra. So he says, we're on the bottom of page Samach Beis, where it says, Os Yud Aleph, B'dvar Maniskarim Tzarech Lizbonin B'miyuchad B'zman Amiras Psukim Zimra. That which we've been talking about, one needs to really focus and pay attention during Psukim Zimra. Mitzad echad mefursam chashivas amiras haseder b'chol yom. On the one hand, Senator Pinkus, the recitation of Psukim Zimra is incredibly important. Amru chazal yechelki migomrei halal b'chol yom. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches is the Gemara brings many of the Amoraim, and they describe what their schar, what their Iker Avoda is. And the Gemara quotes Rav Yossi. No, I had that wrong. The Gemara quotes, I think it's Rav Yossi. Yechelki mi gomri halal, yeah. Yechelki mi gomri halal b'chol yom. Rav Yossi says, my chelek in Shemayim is going to be that I say halal. I finish halal every day. So the Gemara has a kasha. Eini, v'amar mar hakor halal b'chol yom, or is it mechari from a gadif? You can't say halal every day. It's too much. It's too much to praise Hashem every day. It's blasphemous. So the Gemara says, Ki kamrinon b'psukim zimra. It's referring to p'sukim zimra. To say halal every day is great, is chashuv, p'sukim zimra. What is p'sukim zimra? So Rashi says, Shnei mizmorim shel hilulim halu as Hashem in Hashemayim and halu kel b'kacho. So real p'sukim zimra starts with halukas after Ashrei. What's the role of hodus as a conversation for another time? So he says, aval. So on the one hand, says Rav Pinkus, it's incredibly chashuv. Me'chelki me'gomri halal b'chol yom. But aval, end of the third line, mitzad sheni, pamim margish adam shu seder aroch midai b'chtei l'chavim b'chulo. It's so long. How can I have proper kavana on all of it? V'kol shekein b'shabasos v'yavim tovim. Shemagir Tircha Gadol Alom or Kol Kach Harbei Mizmorim. Shabbos, it's much longer. It's very difficult. Ulechavim Bem Tav Kavana. So what do we do? It's very important, but it's very challenging. So says Rav Pinkus, if Alzeh Ba Beikar Bnei Shemagir Kefel Dvarim Bizmiros, we feel that because we think it's just repetitive. It's copy and paste. The Amilum Chozros Al Atzvan. We're just saying the same words over and over again. They're dry. Mizmor, every haluka, we're basically saying the same thing. There's no chiddush, not just every day, within each day. They're all the same.
Can you say I love you to your wife every day? It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's
now, so instead of saying I love you, I want you to say five paragraphs worth of the same words every day. You don't just say, dinner tonight was great, the food was great, thank you so much for cleaning out.
Somebody came to Rabbi Steinsaltz once and said that I feel the tefillah for me is boring, it's long. Rabbi Steinsaltz said to him and says, maybe you're boring.
I hear, okay. So the Varam Yivation, Belikol Chesh, Mizmur, Shindin, Meshachal, Zoram, Chosh, El Sarayim, they're all going back in the same concept. L'hal, El Shvech, L'Shem, El Kol Ma'isalim, Zoram, yeah. We're praising God on all of His great things. V'orim Zos, Barichas, Gedola, V'shemos, Nerdafim, Achosh, Me'al Atzman. It's so long, it's the same thing over and over again. The Choshe Latzon, we think sometimes, Shemet Stamot Tzadikim Gedolim Nenim Mizeh. Ah, the big Tzadikim, the Rebbes, they gain from this. Aval Adam Haragil, but to a normal person, Ein Achas V'taynig Mikol Kach Harbe Kvelos. So what are we gaining from all this? Of MSA No Cain, says Rav Pinkus, it's not true. V'chol Adam Yuchal Liknos Latzon Tam V'amiras HaMizmorim. Every person can acquire a taste, a feeling in these prakim, in these psukim zimra, in these halukas, the eitzav is there. So how do we do that? Okay, we pointed out the problem. How do we do that? Shlo liros advarim b'chalos. We shouldn't look at it generally. We shouldn't view, okay, now they're the halukas. Now we're praising Hashem. El lechalik osam lepratim, to break them down into its individual parts. I mean, before we get to how he does this with one of the halukas, this is true for really all of davening and all of life. If we know what we're doing, if we know what we're saying, it has meaning. That's pashut. We don't need a Rav Pinkus, and you certainly don't need me to say that. When we understand what we're saying, the first step is just the simple parish hamilim, and there's depth to everything. And then we'll understand that each line, each mizmor, has a specific practice. It's a big kasha on yeshivas, why they don't teach tefillah, why they don't teach bir hatefillah. I would bet if we would pull the shul tomorrow on certain chapters of Psukei Zimra, maybe even Shema, if I could say such a thing, we don't know, myself included, some of it, Shema, I know. We don't know what we're saying. So we don't know what we're saying. So then, yeah, it feels repetitive. What are we saying? We understand what we're saying. So there's so much depth. Each word was infused with Kedusha and picked with a purpose and with meaning. So we know what we're saying. So then it becomes very meaningful. And he gives one example. Kagon. Halu as Hashem in Hashemayim. Halu b'meromim. Halu chamalachav. Halu kol tzavav. Halu kol shemesh v'ereach. B'mabat shidchi. In an external, superficial look. Nira. Sha'mishorer chozer. Kama v'kama pamim. Shal yonim. Mishabchim heim al Hashem. Okay, we're the Elyonim are praising Hashem. V'char kach v'pasach hasheni, shuv chozer al zeh. We're repeating the same thing. Shemesh v'yareach, kol kol chveor, the sun, the moon, chazer v'omar shekulam ha-shemayim ha-halam ha-shem. It seems like the same thing. Okay, there are a lot of, not beings, there's a lot up in Shemayim. Everything in Shemayim is praising Hashem. Okay? Gevaldik, just say, there's a lot in Shemayim, they're all praising Hashem. Why do you have to repeat all the different things? We don't understand why we have to say all these praises which seem to be saying the same thing. I'm not going to have time to finish the paragraph. Ababemes, harotzel ikanes bavodazu. Someone who wants to tackle the avoda of praising Hashem and Pesukah Zimra. Tzarech shimtza p'nai. Person needs to find the time, which is a challenge, easier said than done. V'yishtamish b'koach machshavto v'dimyono l'farit atochim l'pratei pratim. A person needs to use his mind, use his koach ha-dimyon, the ability to conjure up images, and to specify l'pratei pratim with specificity, liros kol davar kinyan ifrad, to look at each thing separately. He's going to go, and we'll have to finish this next week. I apologize. You'll have nothing to think about during Pesukei Zimra tomorrow, but he's going to go through each one and how it means something else and how to conjure up the image in our head to take us there. When you do that, so then each line has so much meaning. This is true for all of Judaism. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter famously said, and he said this often in his Talmidim also, that the most important thing for a Yid is to use the Koach HaDimyon or the Koach HaTzir to picture in our head, whether it's in a more generic level, Olam Haba, Gan Eden, Gehenim, or just the Koach HaDimyon to put us into a certain mindset allows us to transform there. Pesach, this is much easier. Chayav Adam Liros Hazatzmil Kehilu Yatzim Mitzrayim, and a lot at the Seder is set up to help us view ourselves as we're there. We're eating matzah, we're eating maro, just as a simple example, but we could do that with davening also to understand what it is that we're saying. Allows us to connect. On Tuesday, Bezhud Hashem will go through that one specific. He doesn't do this through all davening. He does have svarim on Bir HaTfila. There's a Nefesh Shimshon on Tfila, which is very powerful. But we'll try to understand as much of Pesukei Zimra as we can. Have a good day and a wonderful Shabbos.